Three words in our gospel text challenge the disciples to rethink the role that Jesus had in their lives. If God had only said, "This is my son with whom I'm well pleased," something significant would have been missing. But God goes on to say, "Listen to him." Listen to him says clearly that Jesus came not only to save us for eternity, but to teach us how to live while we wait for eternity. God is not making a suggestion here. It's a command. In fact, if you notice, the biblical translators put an exclamation point at the end. Listen to him. Three words challenging every Christian. How we respond to those three words shows the impact our faith has on our living. A simple question. Does Jesus rule? What power does he have over your life? What power have you surrendered to him? You know, Queen Elizabeth is called a ruler, but she doesn't have any real power. The English people love her, but they haven't given her really real power. So she's a figurehead. Question is Jesus just a figurehead for us? If so, Jesus becomes no more than a mute idol that we can ignore. Perhaps that's what Jesus saw on the mountain when Peter blurted out, "I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." Peter erred big time here. First of all, he was making Jesus kind of equal to Moses and Elijah. Granted, Moses and Elijah were mighty men of God, but it was pointed out, "This is my son whom I love." Secondly, Peter thought he could capture that holy experience and make it maybe into a shrine. That kind of still goes on some places today yet. Some people make the place of worship a shrine, a place to visit instead of a place to be knowing to be fed and nourished, and also equally we're sent out to be God's presence. Now, it's true, many holy and awesome things take place in this building. We baptize, we confirm, we have weddings, we have funerals, we have Bible study, fellowship, and God indeed is present in all of that. But he cannot be captured here, nor would we want that. This coming Wednesday, the Lenten season begins. I came across an article entitled God's Sighting. And the article encourages to make a Lenten practice to be watching for God's activity. The author suggests that the place to start is to trust God. And the author then says, well, how would we even start trusting? Theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer gives us the solution to that, where he writes that trust follows obedience, likewise obedience follows trust. If we trust what Jesus said is true, we act. If we act on God's behalf, we will see that God can multiply our efforts. If we separate trust and obedience, the church will quickly become a mere social gathering where there's a tired conscience and good intentions going on. A shrine to visit, a place to celebrate important events in our life. Jesus came into the world for so much more. He came that all might have that abundant life. But that abundant life only is possible if we listen to him. Listening, real listening, changes things. So what is that abundant life? I'm going to give you some of the teachings that we feel is the abundant life. And you've heard them before. You've heard them before. Because there are teachings. However, maybe our listening is different now. than the other times that you've heard them. We are greatly loved by our Heavenly Father. What better self-esteem builder? What greater self-esteem builder knowing our Creator God loves us? He loves you so much, He gave His only Son so that you could spend eternity with Him. He loves you so much, His Spirit dwells with you to teach you the most satisfying way to live. When we listen to Jesus, we learn that God not only loves us, but He has great confidence in us. He has so much confidence in us that He chooses to work through us. He has called us to be light to the world, that others will come to know Him. When we listen to Jesus, we learn about the power of forgiveness. When we are forgiving, we are set free from the chains of hatred and distrust and free from shame and guilt. When we listen to Jesus, we need not worry about tomorrow because God holds our future and His last word is always eternal life with Him. When we listen to Jesus, we discover the joy of serving with and for others. We learn that life is much more than material things, and then in the end, they are left behind. Listening to Jesus, we become what we were created to be, children of the Heavenly Father. Those statements are statements we truly believe, and you've heard them before weaved in different sermons. It's a matter of where we are and how we're listening. The season of Epiphany declares the good news that that Jesus is God's Son and came for the whole world. That ought to put a framework in everything, in all of our life. As we prepare for the Lenten journey in this season, we listen to His teachings and what is eternally significant, eternally important. This year, our theme is At the Crossroads. Many of those who are around the Passion of Christ came to crossroads and had to make some decisions which way to go. Some chose well, some chose not so well. Our experiences at various crossroads help us to know what to do and what not to do. Listen to Him. Christ and His cross leads the walk. It leads our walk to the path of God's will for us. Amen.